think after, you know, I suppose a bad start and 1-6, I think it was, the two, we came back and scored fairly heavy, and I suppose in the second period of the first half, and I suppose we got ourselves into a good enough position, and I think there's a wee bit of tiredness there in the legs as well, Leo and Dermot Roy and players like that, particularly, you know, after yesterday's match, and yeah. And so many injuries in the squad, Charlie, we weren't able to take any players off either, and you know, we took young Oran Maelis off, and he was very tired, and Daniel McLaughlin had run himself under the ground, and we had to put Oran back on again. So I mean, for inter-county football, it's hard to believe that you're talking, you know, if you've seen it in junior football, you know, you'd be saying yeah, there's something wrong there, you know, and we're in a situation where we're a senior inter-county football team and we've got one sub that we can rotate, you know, so but anyway, I'm not going to go there on that one again, I suppose, but we've made our views known on that, you know, we've been totally restricted and we're not getting any leeway, and you know, the pitch was hard here today too, like, yeah. And there was serious concern about the pitch, and you know, if somebody had to come down that in their head, there would have been big issues there, and so there's a lot of things there, you know, and we're working away, and we're trying to be positive and trying to move forward, but you know, there's a lot of restrictions in everything we do. We don't have access to third level players, which makes up a large number of, because we have a young squad, a large number of our squad, and we have so many injuries in the squad the way it is at the minute, and then the 26 we submitted to Ulster Council, that has to be the 26 that is to see out the McKenna Cup, and at the moment, I don't know, Rory Kavanagh came off there tonight, you know, with a knock, and I would say at the moment we don't have 15 fit players to fulfil that fixture next Saturday at this stage.
It's a serious situation. Is there too much anxiety to get the McKenna Cup played, given the fact that we've had so much bad weather? We've had the situation, of course, with Tyrone, as you know as well, Jim, and there seems to be this thing that it has to be played, when really, maybe it hasn't to be.
Well, I suppose, I mean, that's not for me in the sense that, you know, they have a job to do and they've got their fixtures to put out and they've got to get their fixtures fulfilled. From my point of view, it's the safety of the players.
Yeah.
And my players are not in a safe position at the minute. They've been asked to play basically with knocks and injuries, and we're not allowed to take players in. And I don't think that's right. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier there, James Horan made 15 switches today for his FBD league game. He made 15 the last day, and he's going to make 15 the next day. Seamus making any took three different 20s to the three O'Byrne Cup games.
Yeah.
He's looking at 60 players, and you know, I'm in the job as a new manager. I don't know the players. I want to see who's got it and who hasn't got it. Eddie Kelly's in Dublin today. You know, Martin McLaney's in Dublin today. Mm. You know, Stephen Griffin. You know, Andy Thompson.
These boys
are part of our squad, you know, and senior inter-county football managers and senior inter-county football teams in particular are the number one team, you know, and we're playing second fiddle at the minute to colleges, and I don't blame the students, because, you know, what's going on, Charlie, is our players are being offered scholarships. They're going on scholarship. They're getting their accommodation or whatever they get free. They've been getting gym membership free and these things, you know, and they're being told that your college is number one, you know, and then, you know, the stick to beat them with is, if you don't toe the line, you know, you're going to lose your accommodation, you're going to lose your scholarship and that's not right. I mean, as Rory Geller said to me on the way up in the bus, like, that's the ultimate pay for play.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be an amateur organisation, and we're forcing the young fellas to pay for play, basically, and I don't think that's right, and I think the concept of the McKenna Cup and the colleges coming in is a good concept, but I think that it should be geared towards senior football teams preparing for the National Football League and not geared towards Segerson teams preparing for the Segerson Cup.